Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Cherry Diet Dr. Pepper. Let's see if I like this stuff. Breaking rule number one, never drink a carbonated beverage in front of a microphone. See? Just kidding. Gotcha. But you never know. It can happen. No food or drink in studio. Hey, I want to throw a little disclaimer out before we get cracking today. It's going to be a fun program because I'm in a great mood. And I'm kind of tired. I've already done a lot of radio and a lot of writing today. I've been doing radio since 5 o'clock this morning, Eastern time. 2 o'clock for you out on the West Coast. 2 a.m., that is. Don't get a lot of sleep on Tuesdays. Freedom never takes a break. But we have got, you know, you may have seen it on the news, if you're watching the news, wherever you happen to be. We've got some heavy weather rolling through the Hotlanta, Georgia area, not far from these Crossbreed Holster studio buildings. So there have been a couple tornado touchdowns. There are many, many people in the area without power. Of course, the studio has backups, but one never knows. We can't control Mother Nature and the weather. That includes global warming, all you kooks, okay? We're powerless. So there is a possibility that should something of that nature happen, that we could lose power. The backups should have us up, if not immediately, back up within a second. So you'd be stuck with Shanto down in Dallas for about 30 seconds. But anyway, not looking for that to happen, but one never knows. So I want to throw that disclaimer out there. In a worst-case scenario, a backup would kick in and you would hear a previous program. So we do that for our affiliates. All right. You dopey Democrats out there, man, you guys just hand it to me. I tell you, it's so fun being on offense. Let me tell you what the Democrats haven't figured out. Anything. They've learned nothing. Now, I don't say that because I feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for them. I want them crushed. Their ideology is dangerous to America, and it's my goal to destroy that ideology permanently, end it. Wipe it from the face of the earth. It's as dangerous as communism. Because it's a progressive socialism. But what am I talking about? What does it have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because, you know, I guess the best way to do it is, let me go. You know who John Nolte is? John was with Breitbart. He's been a guest on this program, and I was talking with Sean during the break. He was a colleague of A.W.R. Hawkins, and I know he's been on my Monster program sometime past. He wrote an amazing piece at Breitbart some time ago. I'm going to say it's been at least a couple years ago. And I reached out and I invited him. It was long before A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, our great political analyst, was contributing to the program. And I reached out to John, and he came on as a guest. I'll have to find that. I'm remembering that. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was just some weird, whacked-out dream, and I should have had him on the program and didn't. I doubt it. But here's a post he wrote today that I really enjoyed. And he says, what I'll miss about the last 8 years. I've never understood all the attacks on Michelle Obama, who I think has been a beautiful and classy first lady. Now, I'm going to tackle that one for a moment because I'm not sure where he went with that one. Obviously, she believes in things I disagree with and has said a few things that irked me, but you can't judge a whole person on a few words. Overall, she's been great, and she's probably the only thing I'll remember fondly from these last 8 awful years. Well, I'll also miss feeling outnumbered in the sense that I am in the cultural and political minority. I'm much more comfortable fighting as an outsider, fighting those in charge. Even the mainstream media is defeated. I know they still exist, but they're like Nicole Kidman and the others. They don't know they're the bad guys, and they don't know they're dead. So it'll be fun to keep kicking them, but it won't be the same. All my enemies are vanquished, and while I'm thrilled for my country, I'm feeling a little lost. Remember that scene in Patton where George C. Scott's Patton looks at all the wreckage and death on the battlefield and says, God help me, I do love it so. Yeah, I totally get that. So I'll miss Michelle and the fight. Yes, the fight goes on, but it's not the same. We're not the insurgent rebels fighting a lost cause anymore. We're in charge. We're the suits. And that's kind of a bummer. Yes, I'm thrilled we won, but now that it's sinking in, there's a kind of what now feeling coming over me. Maybe I need to look for another lost cause to believe in, you know, like getting Death Wish 5 released on Blu-ray. Now, I'm not sure the fawning over, and I know that's not fair to say he's fawning over Michelle Obama, but, you know, this is a woman who sucked more taxpayer dollars out of the U.S. Treasury to globetrot on our dime. And who instilled terrible, I mean, ask your kids. You got kids in school? Ask them if they like the lunches, okay? This is a woman who knocked everything about my America for 8 years. And did it under the ruse of, well, you know, I'm a woman and I can get away with this and nobody's going to come after me because they would be racist and misogynist and everything else. And played that card like an expert and had the mainstream media fawning all over her. So I don't understand John's fondness for Michelle Obama. But nevertheless, I completely understand and can relate to what he's talking about in his post. The difference is I'm not lamenting it. I'm loving it. I'm eating it up. I mean, chewing on it. I don't want to swallow it. It tastes so good. It's like that big hunk of fat on a steak. You don't want to pull it. You don't want to swallow it. But you don't want to put it back on the plate either because it just tastes so good. It's been a long 8 years. A long 8 years. You like that? You like that visual, huh? Yeah, you've been there. You know. You know. But I go back. Let me digress. I go back to the Pelosi. See, I understand where he's coming from here. Let me tell you what the Democrats haven't figured out and tie this back to your gun rights, because we tie everything back to your gun rights. The Democrats haven't figured out what you figured out when you voted for Trump. I've had Democrats ask me why. I had a family member ask me, please, a family member who I love dearly, who I'm very close with, but complete opposites of the political spectrum, ask me, please help me understand why you voted the way you voted. Now, I could have gone a lot of different directions with that, but I didn't. I answered the questions because, as I said, he's a family member. I love him dearly. I don't think he's fixable, but everything's worth a shot, right? I'll leave it at that. But what they have not figured out is what you figured out. Anybody who voted for Trump, anybody in red America figured out. They haven't figured that out. You see, it's the Republicans and conservative Republicans like myself. I'll be the first one to give it to you. You know, Donald Trump wouldn't. I mean, we think of conservative. You think of Ted Cruz. You don't think of Donald Trump. That doesn't come to mind. But other more important things than that come to mind when it comes to Donald Trump, when it comes to blowing up the system and fixing the problem. That's what was more important. And tens of millions of Americans who feel like I do, made that clear on Election Day. And that's what the Democrats haven't figured out. Hence why they just reelected Nancy Pelosi in all of her infinite wisdom to head their party for the next several years. Why should that matter to me? Well, I'm loving it. It's that big hunk of steak fat I was just telling you about that I'm chewing on. The flavor just gets better to watch. The stupidity. All right? Yeah, I have made clear on this program many times. You know, you look at a picture of Mitch McConnell. Do you think Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, is the future of the Republican Party? I've asked that many times and had Sean laugh so hard that even though his mic wasn't turned on, you could still hear him. All right, he's not the future of the party. And those old guard Republican establishment boys and girls who are still there are on notice, and they know it. See, Sean just gave me a cue in my ear to tell me how little time I have left in this segment, and he was laughing when he did it. He gets it, all right? But those old guard Republicans that remain are on notice, and they know it. Donald Trump's the president now, and we're not going to be able to play pool with the same stick. They get it. The Dems haven't figured this out. Hey, this woman has presided over historic losses for our party. We've lost more seats since she's been at the helm at the local, state, and federal level than in the history of our republic. Let's vote for her again. I mean, you know, come on, man. Do you really need me to explain this to you? Well, guess what? I'm gonna, because it's my show, and I'll be right back with you.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, I was having some fun with that Pelosi thing, you know, and there's a method to my madness about this discussion. Number one, it's just so much fun to have. Number two, it's just so much fun to watch the Democrats. I mean, just, I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And it's just beautiful to watch. You know, if you parachuted down here any time over the last 8 years, you would believe, by watching media coverage, that this was as left-wing a country, progressive nation as you could find anywhere else in the world. And that simply wasn't the case. America elected, got duped in 2008. History will view 2012 a number of different ways. But Americans got duped in 2008, not really knowing what they were getting relative to the ideology. Some of us did, but too many of us are headline surfers and thought, oh, you know, oh, the first black president, instead of looking at the best interest of the nation. Well, we found out where that is, right? We know what that is. And history will be the judge of that. Barack Obama is not going to be treated well by history at all. In fact, his entire legacy is, as we say down south, is fin to be wiped out. It ain't going to take long. It's just a matter of hours after the inauguration. And the chainsaw's coming out. That's coming. And that's going to be so fun to watch, too. It really is. But more than that is the death by a thousand cuts, I guess would be a way to put it when you look at the Dems. I mean, not only is Nancy Pelosi hard to look at. Well, it's true. She is hard to look at. And that's because when I see Nancy Pelosi, I see the whole picture of what she is. I see the progressive liar. I see the, you know, I hear everything. I hear her. I see her. I'm not just talking about because I don't think she's an attractive woman. I personally don't find Nancy Pelosi to be an attractive woman. There are people who do. I don't know them, but I'm sure there are people who do. I don't. But I'm not talking about the physical aspect. I'm talking about what I see and hear when I look at Nancy Pelosi. I see years of vicious hatred towards every American who doesn't agree with her, and that would be me. So it is difficult for me to look at her for that. I don't like looking at her. It makes me sick to my stomach, this ideology that we've had to put up with that has really manifested itself over the last 8 years, and that has really come after my lifestyle and your lifestyle as law-abiding American gun owners, among many other things. But this death by a thousand cuts means something to you as a gun owner, as a law-abiding citizen, as someone who values your freedoms. It means the Democrats don't get it. And repeat after me, what party wants your guns? Oh, I know, they're in the minority. They can't do anything. They can. They can continue to talk about it. And I'm going to read you, go over a piece with you and analyze a piece out of Roanoke from this guy. I mean, I think his name's Dan Casey. I've gone round and round with this guy before, too. This is one of those days where, like, you know, having John on the program, I vaguely remember. It's been a while. That's why I say that, because a lot's happened since then. But I remember going around and round with the guy from the Roanoke Times. So we're going to do that again today. But I think I went around with him in email form. I don't remember. Again, maybe it was just a dream and that I really enjoyed. I don't know. But there is a piece from the Daily Caller. And you see, well, I have to go back to this because it's that party. They are going. They do. They have weapons. They're going to talk about it, continuously talk about it. Chuck Schumer, you're going to see more of Chuck Schumer now that the Republicans control everything than you ever saw of dirty, despicable, deplorable Harry Reid when he was in the majority in the Senate. Because this is all the mainstream media has to hang their hat on now. They can only hope and pray and wish, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to give the Dems, the party who hates your freedoms, tons and tons of coverage. So we're going to have to put up with a lot of Pelosi. Like the AC/DC, a whole lot of Pelosi, a whole lot of Rosie. Oh, what a day this has been. Whole lot of Pelosi. Oh, I... and Chuck Schumer. We're going to see a lot of these people. Because the Democrat Party, the death by a thousand cuts, they haven't figured out what the Republicans figured out. The Republicans said, look, man, you're on notice. We're done with you. Finished. That's why Trump went in and cleaned house. And there, the opening piece, the opening line by this Hank, I can't even read him, Hank Barron, over the Daily Wire. I said the Daily Caller, Daily Wire. Pelosi reelected as House Minority Leader. On Wednesday, House Democrats opted to cling to the past rather than confront their future, once again choosing Nancy Pelosi as House Minority Leader. Pelosi is just one of the many old guard Democrats unwilling to relinquish the power they have gained over the years. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, Maryland, and Assistant Democratic Leader James Clyburn, South Carolina, are all in their 70s, as is Pelosi. And here, Eric Erickson, not a fan. Sorry. Not a fan, Eric. Never did appreciate the whole never pound Trump thing, okay? Not a fan. But a decent quote here from him. He says, the problem Democrats are going to have is success. That may seem a bit ironic to say, but they are going to fall into the same trap Republicans fell into in 2010. Democrats are going to gain seats in 2018, as the party out of the White House typically does. Instead of viewing their wins that way, Democrats are just going to see it as affirmation that 2016 was a fluke and that they will double down on cultural liberal imperialism, further alienating blue-collar whites, conservative Hispanics, and a growing number of black voters. I agree with him with that statement, with one exception. I don't think they're going to pick up seats in 2018 in the House, and I'll tell you why. The very reason Donald Trump is in the White House, and Eric Erickson overlooks the fact that Donald Trump will succeed in bringing back American jobs and American companies and American wealth, and he will revive the American dream, and he will lift America out of the last 8 years of doldrums that the media has been conning you into believing was some bizarre form of progressive, I'm not going to say imperialism, but economic success rather than the malaise that it's been. Keep telling those stupid idiots that they're doing well and eventually they're going to believe it. Americans, while there are many Americans that are stupid, there aren't enough of them. Except for the ones, quite frankly, that are continuing to play along with Steny Hoyer and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them. What does that have to do with your guns as we close out this? It has everything to do with your guns. Because as long as that old guard retains any semblance of power, they are going to continue to come after you and their family and friends. In the hobbled, defeated, humiliated mainstream media, we'll continue to give them voice. The fun part? We're just going to sit there and laugh at them and have fun with them. Because once again, to the victor goes the spoils. When we come back, I want to talk with you about this piece from the Roanoke Times. Don't go away. We're having too much fun.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, okay, with the old guard. The fact that the Democrats have not figured this out, while it's a lot of fun to watch, is also very dangerous. It's also very dangerous. Because the mainstream press is in their camp. Now, that's not going to equate to legislative victories or anything like that. What it's going to do is it's going to put a barrage over the airwaves. And it remains to be seen. I'm very confident. I'm pretty confident that, well, you know, what we saw, to anybody like me, you, who voted the way you voted, this has been building since 2008. You saw it in the 2010 midterms. You saw it again in 2012. And again in the 2014 midterms. We knew this was coming. This was inevitable. Trump was inevitable. It was inevitable. It was going to happen. The other option, we don't even want to think about the other option. Let me just say that a revolution was won without any casualties. America would have been a very different country leading up to January 20th if the criminal-in-chief wannabe Hillary Clinton had been elected. But Trump was inevitable. It was destined to happen. A lot of us felt that. You heard my predictions here on the show. I predicted him by 300-plus electoral votes. Never did back down from that. Never hesitated. Never wavered. Said, you know, caveat, hey, I could be wrong. I'm just not feeling it. And I also told you I'm not afraid of a Trump presidency at all. In fact, I'm digging it so far. But I want you to keep that in mind. Very, very important. Complacency. We can't, you can't get complacent. Oh, somebody else is going to do it. I don't need to donate that $5. No, not necessary. We won. It's okay. I can go back to sleep. No, you can't. As long as that old guard continues to have that mouthpiece, which they will, they are very dangerous. You going to tell me the folks in Guantanamo aren't still dangerous? Yeah, they are. That's why we don't let them out. Oh, wait, Obama does let them out. Yeah. Checkmate, you see what I'm talking about. All right, let me give you an example of some of that old guard. Dan Casey at Roanoke.com. Here's his email. Dan.Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at Roanoke, R-O-A-N-O-K-E.com. No, Roanoke, well. Waited in line for Stones tickets at a Roanoke radio station when I was in college. Went to college about 40 miles southwest of Roanoke in Radford, Virginia. Very beautiful country. And Dan reminds us that Wayne LaPierre grew up in Roanoke, was raised there, graduated from Patrick Henry High School in Roanoke. Dan, he doesn't like the NRA, and he doesn't like Wayne LaPierre, and that's okay. He talks about, and I will give Dan this at my intro to this piece here. He talks about a fundraiser that he received from the NRA. See, Dan's got it going on. He understands, like me, I get all the crap from the enemies of freedom. That's how you keep up with these idiots. That's how you follow their lies. You know, when I was with a motor carrier, union motor carrier back in the mid-80s, how do you think I kept up with the union and the Teamsters? I read every piece of propaganda they put out. That's how I was able, the old adage, the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. For old Sun Tzu there, the art of war. You got to know these things. And he's talking about one of the fundraisers that the NRA puts out, as a survey, gun owners action survey. And I got to give him this where it's due. It is hokey. I get these things from the NRA. I look at them and go, wow, really? How much money did you spend putting that thing up? Okay? There are better ways to use direct mail. But I'm not going to argue with an organization that's got 4-5 million members, and I'm one of them for many, many, many years. But he goes on to ask about their questions, and he says the postage paid return envelope was unnecessary. He talks about how hokey the 2017 National Gun Owners Action Survey is, and said it comes with an official registration number. It posed 12 questions, all of which could be answered with yes, no, or no opinion. And he said that the way it was phrased, and I quote, was enough to make one wonder, what are these cats smoking? It sounds like they believe Hillary Clinton won the White House and the Democrats captured both chambers of Congress. Here's the questions, and I want to read you his answers. Do you agree that the Second Amendment guarantees your individual right to own a gun? I want you to listen to his answer. Not necessarily. And except for a couple of relatively recent Supreme Court decisions by a slim majority of activist judges, you following me here? Scalia is an activist judge. Not Ginsburg, who has flat out stated her positions as a left-wing lunatic. Not Kagan and Sotomayor, but Scalia is an activist judge. That's the way these elitists think. Do you know what elitism is, by the way? You know how it's defined? It's defined as an attitude or behavior of a person or group who regard themselves as belonging to an elite. They are right, you are wrong, and the hell with you if you don't agree with them. And he goes on to claim that over 100 years of American jurisprudence is on his side. He says his faith remains in the amendment as a whole, rather than cherry-picked parts. Now, of course, he's referring to what? A well-regulated militia. To him, he thinks well-regulated means government-controlled, and he couldn't be further from the truth. It means well-trained and well-equipped. Dare I go back to the 18th century Oxford Dictionary, as we have done many, many times on this program. So you get an idea right out of the box where Dan Casey comes from. Number two, should the federal government have the power to ration the number of firearms you're allowed to buy. This is a question from the NRA fundraiser. And he says, I believe they should cap the number of firearms per individual at about 10. Surely some will view that limit as outrageous, but that is way more than any person needs for self-defense. It's five times more than even Rambo could handle at any one time. Of course, Rambo being a fictional movie character. But elitism, let me go back to the definition. The attitude or behavior of a person or group who regard themselves as belonging to an elite. Didn't we just hear Lois Beckett yesterday? She's left of center over at the Guardian U.S. talk about that arsenal, that 17 guns really isn't a lot. Of course it's not a lot. We have, as she points out, rightfully so. Guns are tools, and people have different tools for different things. And how many guns I own is none of Dan Casey's damn business. But this is the mindset of the liberal elite. Dan Casey's not going anywhere. He's out writing this crap. He's going to continue to write this. He's going to write more of it now that he's lost. Number three, do you support laws that protect your fundamental right to use a firearm to defend you and yourself from a violent criminal attacker? He says, this is a silly question. Do you believe American juries are stupid? Gee, I don't know, OJ jury. Are our prisons full of inmates who used guns to defend themselves and their families from violent criminal attackers? Even George Zimmerman got off, and he was the armed one who went after the unarmed guy. So the lies here, we don't sit and debunk this about the Zimmerman case, and we're not going to waste our time with that. But I have to beg the question, he asks sarcastically, do you believe American juries are stupid? Even George Zimmerman got off, who he then claims was armed and went after an unarmed guy, yet a jury acquitted him. So I'm not real sure where Dan Casey's going with that one there. Number four, when we come back, I'll round this out. And the new December gun giveaway begins today. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Free guns. Love free stuff.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I jumped the gun. I'll just come flat out and tell you that. I get so excited about the gun giveaways, I forgot that that starts tomorrow. So the website, usccaonair.com, if you go to it, and you need to, remind you that you have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 36 seconds left. Now, that's if you're listening to me live. If you're catching me on a delayed broadcast, an hour, two, three, four, five, or even later than that, on a podcast, just head over to the site, you'll see the gun giveaway, but if it's after midnight where you are, you'll see the new website pop up, and that's if the guys get to it. Hopefully they do. They're usually pretty good about it. But the gun giveaway for December starts, so keep an eye on that. But for right now, you have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 9 seconds to activate a USCCA self-defense shield protection plan. You have 2 reasons to join right now. I've never understood why they only say 2 reasons, because they don't put the most important reason on there. I'll tell you that in a second. But the one reason is the chance to win the ultimate home defense arsenal valued at $15,186. That's the size of the check that's going to show up in your mailbox if you're the grand prize winner. So there's the incentive right there. $15,186. I could use that check today. I bet you could too. Would you bend down to pick it up if you saw it sitting on the ground? Yeah, you would. So head over there and put your name on it. All you got to do is what you should have done a long time ago anyway and activate a self-defense shield membership. If you carry a firearm, it's a no-brainer. Number two, you get your free bonus package, valued at up to $274.65, depending on which level you buy, which is the choice between silver, gold, and platinum package. The difference between those is $300,000 in protection, $575,000 in protection in gold, and $1.125 million in protection in platinum. That's where I am. I've had it for years. My wife has it, too. And, in fact, my wife, well, me, really, pays $15 or whatever it is a month. $30 a month. I don't even know. It comes out. This goes onto a credit card, and you can do the same thing, or you can pay the $347 right up front. But the most important thing is not mentioned on there, and it should be, and that is you have coverage in the event you have to use a firearm to defend your life. You have coverage. You're going to go home. You will have your pick of attorneys immediately, pro gun rights attorneys right there in your neck of the woods, all over the country. Help for you instantaneously if you need it. One phone call. You don't call home and say, honey, I'm in trouble. Call a lawyer. You call the USCCA Self-Defense Shield hotline, and they'll take care of that for you. And before you can shake a stick, depending on what level of protection you have, in my case, $100,000 will be deposited in my bank account immediately. And that's for attorney retainer. And I'll get Morching to pay my bail up to $100,000 bond. Those bails are 10%, so you get $10,000 for that bail to get you out on a $100,000 bond. It's called peace of mind, okay? USCCAOnAir.com. And the gun giveaway starts tomorrow, so we'll get all up in that tomorrow. We go back to the NRA piece, anti-NRA piece from Dan Casey. Number four, do you agree with politicians in Washington, D.C. who say that all gun owners should be forced to register their guns with the government? And he says it's not necessarily a bad idea, you see? And then he goes where the liberals love to go. Never figured this out. He says, think of it like car registration. Now, Mr. Casey, why in the hell would I want to do that? I don't have a right to own a car. But I do have a right to own a firearm and bear it to protect my life. And it's none of your business what I own. Just as it's none of your business where I worship or what I say. So you get the mindset here. Number five, do you oppose any United Nations treaty that strips the U.S. of its sovereignty and gives UN diplomats the power to regulate every rifle, pistol, and shotgun you own? He's talking about, of course, the NRA is talking about the Small Arms Treaty. And he goes on to tell you if you believe that, then you're like the Agenda 21 crowd, which believes the UN is trying to take over, because Dan Casey knows darn good and well that the U.S. government would never do anything like that, would it? Then he tells you to give it a rest. So we'll tell him to give it a rest. How about that? Dan, give it a rest. Number six, should the NRA fight the confirmation of any judicial nominee who does not believe the Second Amendment guarantees your individual right to own a firearm? He says no. See number one. And number one, of course, is what? Except for a couple of relatively recent Supreme Court decisions, you don't have a right. He doesn't believe you have an individual right to own a firearm. So he says, no. See my answer in number one. Number seven, should law-abiding citizens like you be allowed to sell or give your firearms to family members without being under the thumb of the federal government? He said, some clarification is necessary. Are you suggesting that I should be allowed to transfer my semi-auto handgun or rifle to any relative, even one with a criminal record? This is the intellectual dishonesty of Dan Casey right here laid flat out bare for you to see. No one, and Dan Casey knows it, is suggesting that you should be able to give your firearm to a goofball, relative, criminal, felon uncle. And he knows it. And he's insinuating through this piece, he's cloaking. Yeah, he's really not cloaking it. If you're smart enough to figure it out, he's insinuating that the NRA thinks that's okay. Dan Casey is intellectually dishonest, and that right there lays it bare. Number eight, do you think the federal government should ban standard capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition? You're going to love this one. Not necessarily, but do hunters need those? Oh, good heavens. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms for hunting shall not be infringed. Dan Casey is intellectually dishonest. The Second Amendment, Dan, ain't about hunting, pal, and you know it. Number nine, do you think federal government should impose a ban on commonly owned pistols, rifles, and shotguns? And he says, what the heck do you mean by commonly owned? There's something like 300 million firearms floating around America. More or less, that makes nearly all of them commonly owned. No, Dan, it doesn't. Yet more intellectual dishonesty from Dan Casey at the Roanoke Times in Virginia. Not every firearm is the same. Well, I guess it is when you think of it in terms of Dan Casey. All guns are assault rifles, and all assault rifles look like Glocks and AR-15s. Number 10, would you vote to reelect a member of the House or Senate who supports a gun ban agenda? He says, possibly. But intelligent voters rarely vote for or against anyone based on any single issue. Again, more intellectual dishonesty. Yes, they do. It just depends on what your single issue is. Maybe your single issue is abortion, or gay marriage, or health care, or guns. Everybody votes a single issue for the most part. They just like to call you a nutcase if that single issue of yours happens to be your gun rights. Number 11, would you authorize the NRA to use your survey answers to fight for your fundamental right to own a firearm for shooting, hunting, and personal protection? He says the whole basic premise is a joke. The NRA doesn't represent any average Joe. It's a stooge for gun makers, and he goes on with that whole thing. And number 12, will you fight for your freedom by joining the NRA today? And he says perhaps, if the NRA pledges to protect the First Amendment, that's under much greater threat from a Trump administration than the Second Amendment ever will be. Then he says, questions for the NRA. Why would any self-respecting gun rights group give away a puny pocket knife for joining? That's like the American Automobile Association giving away bicycles to new members. It's weird. And what's the logic behind registering gun survey answers but not guns? So there you have it from the intellectually dishonest, quote-unquote, mainstream press. The Roanoke Times. This is the garbage anybody that reads the Roanoke Times is going to have to put up with for 4 years. And the rest of America, from the mainstream national press, is going to have to put up with this for 4 years. So you better stay awake and understand that as long as the Democrats are too stupid to figure out they need to get rid of their old guard like Pelosi and Hoyer and Schumer and the rest of them, you're just going to have to deal with it. But we've got you back and we got you covered. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.